Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues on 96.1 FM, WSBT, with the ndinsider.com recruiting update. Here's Darren Pritchett, Eric Hansen, and the South Bend Tribune's Fighting Irish football recruiting insider, Tyler James.
Always great to have Tyler with us. Thursdays at 5:30 on 96.1 WSBT. Eric and Darren from Four Winds Field in downtown South Bend. The Cubs and the Tin Caps tonight at 7:05 on WSBT Radio. But right now we turn our attention to Notre Dame football recruiting. And Tyler, let's begin with offensive line talk. Notre Dame in pretty good shape with offensive line recruiting, with Jeff Quinn taking over for Harry Heastand as offensive line coach. And a four-star visited on Wednesday. Who was it, and what do we need to know?
Yeah, Julius Boileau made a trip all the way from Hawaii, an unofficial visit, in fact, with his father. He's a 6'8", 320-pound offensive tackle, so a big kid. Four-star recruit. Rivals ranks him as the number 14 offensive tackle. 24/7 Sports ranks him number 25. Obviously, anytime you get a big-timer offensive lineman on campus like that, it's important, especially getting the kid from Hawaii on campus for an unofficial leaves the door open for a return visit. Certainly, you're not always going to get Hawaiian kids to be able to pay their own way to get to campus for a visit, but they've made some visits in the last couple weeks, and Notre Dame got the last trip before they headed back to Hawaii. Obviously, like you mentioned, Jeff Quinn has had a good start to the 2019 recruiting class with Quinn Carroll, John Olmstead, and Andrew Christophic all committed. So I don't know that you could specifically point to any one offensive lineman as a guy that would really make or break this class because they're already in a good spot. But he's towards the top in terms of impressive offensive line targets remaining for Notre Dame. Certainly won't be easy to pull him away from the Pac-12 with Washington, Utah, UCLA, Oregon, Arizona State also offering him. But he also attends the same high school as Myron Tagovailoa-Amosa, so a little bit of a connection there. And sounds like things went well in his visit. So we'll keep an eye on him to see if he gets back on campus for an official visit and line something up there. I would think that would need to happen in order for him to end up in Notre Dame's class.
So, Tyler, here's my follow-up question. Let's give Brian Poling the day off. You're the recruiting coordinator for a day. How many more offensive linemen do the Irish need in this class?
I think they could go up to two more. I think there's no reason to be shy about it. I think they certainly got some guys in the last class that could help them, but I think to continue to be aggressive with offensive line recruiting is smart because there are a lot of guys that turn out to live up to their recruiting reputation, but there also are a number of guys on the offensive line that don't get there, and it's always good to have depth and options there. So I think, and maybe I'm biased being a former offensive lineman, but I think it's always a good idea to beef up there.
Okay, Tyler, I've got something kind of off script here. You know, I was reading your recruiting roundtable that's going to be on our NDI football preview this summer, mm-hmm. and it almost implied the recruiting guys almost implied that offensive line should be a position that Notre Dame should recruit well.
Steve Wolfong has said that.
Yeah, that Taylor Swift could. None of them said that, but Taylor Swift could recruit offensive linemen. My thought is, are we maybe underselling Jeff Quinn a little bit? Maybe we're not, but are we underselling him to the point that these kids still were wanted by, especially, you know, like Quinn Carroll. I mean, they were wanted by schools that have won, you know, more games in the last decade than Notre Dame. I mean, is it just, you know, so automatic that, anybody could be their offensive line coach and recruit? It seemed like when Harry Heastand did it, we gave him all kinds of credit for being a good recruiter.
Well, I think you're underselling Taylor Swift's ability to potentially recruit offensive linemen to Notre Dame. But
Mike Burrell is very interested in offensive line recruiting now.
But I do think you're right. I think it is a fair statement to say that recruiting offensive linemen to Notre Dame, when you're talking about different positions, would be on the easier end in terms of difficulty, although you are probably going up against maybe some tougher competition. I think you're going to be in the in the conversation with a lot of top offensive linemen when it's maybe harder to get into that conversation with players at different positions. But, yeah, I don't think just anyone could come in and or they could have no one specifically recruiting offensive linemen and they would still have guys signing up. I don't know that it's that easy. So I think Jeff Quinn does deserve credit, and I think he's done a good job. I think he certainly didn't. I don't know that it was a given that he would be able to close on these guys, and I think it's going to be also important to see who else he can get in the class and how well he evaluates guys and how those guys turn out. I think in my mind, Jeff Quinn has done everything he needs to do in terms of recruiting. I think the next question we'll obviously have is how well does he develop offensive linemen, because I think right. that's what separated Harry Hiestand as a recruiter, because he could show incoming offensive linemen, hey, this is what I can do. This is the path that I will set you on if you come here to Notre Dame. And so I think there are guys that are willing to believe that Jeff Quinn can do that, and that's why Quinn Carroll, John Olmstead, and Andrew Christofik are in this class. If they believe that Jeff Quinn wasn't able to do the same things that Harry Hiestand was able to do at Notre Dame, I think it would be much harder to get them in the class.
Tyler James talking Irish football recruiting, the IndyInsider.com recruiting update on WSBT Radio. Quarterback Grant Gunnell committed to Arizona on Wednesday. So, Tyler, all of the quarterbacks who received Notre Dame offers in the 19 class have picked somewhere else. So, does that mean the staff is ready to send out more offers at the quarterback position?
I would think so. The priority as of late has been Graham Mertz, who is committed to Wisconsin. He received an offer back in April. And I think that Notre Dame has been willing to be patient with him to see if he wants to get on campus. He's become a priority, and I think a lot of other schools nationally are pushing for Graham as well. So certainly he's saying all the right things in terms of remaining committed to Wisconsin, but I think some schools are kind of tugging at him to get him to visit, and Notre Dame hasn't been able to get him on campus yet. So is Notre Dame willing to continue to be patient with him and ride things out until he decides what he wants to do and either say, yes, I'm going to come, or totally close the door? That remains to be seen. I think it would be wise to get things rolling with some other quarterbacks, especially if he doesn't line up a visit this month. I think there's certainly a limited number of options because a lot of kids are committed elsewhere, but that's not necessarily going to stop Notre Dame from trying to recruit kids. But the later you wait, the longer or the harder it gets to try and convince a kid that you really wanted him as a quarterback because you waited so long to offer him. In terms of other quarterbacks they could offer, I always look to the Elite 11 finalists as potential candidates. Notre Dame has signed 5 Elite 11 finalists in the Brian Kelly tenure. Brandon Wimbush, Deshaun Kaiser, Malik Zaire, Gunnar Keel, and Everett Golson. There was kind of a streak going there until the last two guys with Ian Book and Phil Dracovic that didn't make the Elite 11 finals. So there's guys like Zach Calzada out of Georgia who remains uncommitted, Brian Moore out of Florida who remains uncommitted, and some guys that are committed elsewhere. You kind of look at schools that maybe Notre Dame could kind of flex their muscles against. Jacob Zeno's committed to Baylor. Brendan Clark's committed to Wake Forest. And Ty Evans is related to committed to Colorado. So we'll see how things turn out and where Tommy Reese decides to turn his attention if he feels like they're not willing to continue to wait on what Graham Mertz wants to do.
Okay, if you're Graham Mertz, and I don't know what Wisconsin has in their class, but if you've got Phil Dracovic in the class ahead of you and the Pine kid in the class behind you, how easy of a sell is that to get Mertz to be interested when you're kind of bookended by two pretty talented guys?
Yeah, I think it is a hard sell, although I don't know that a kid that is as good as he is in the 2019 class is going to be worried about what the 2020 quarterback is. I think the Phil Dracovic aspect is something that could be concerning to him, and Wisconsin doesn't have a Phil Dracovic type of quarterback in its 2018 class. It looks like Chase Wolf was a three-star recruit out of St. Xavier High School in Cincinnati. That's an incoming freshman for Wisconsin. So certainly maybe the path to playing time, it would be more clear at Wisconsin, and that's something Notre Dame has to overcome when you want to recruit quarterbacks at a high level. It's something you have to deal with. But I think you can find quarterbacks that are willing to at least commit and enroll at a school, and then maybe a couple years in decide that they don't see a path to playing time. But I think it's not an impossible ask, but it's certainly not an easy one.
Tyler James joining us here on WSBT. Tyler, Irish invasion is gone. Two-part question. Number one, why did the Irish have to get rid of the invasion, and what are they losing?
Well, they got rid of it in order to have a big official visit weekend, because the official visits are allowed to be scheduled in the summer months now, that they are going to host a big official visit weekend starting June 15th, so next weekend. And that, in essence, has replaced the Irish invasion as the marquee event of June. Notre Dame will still be doing camps, just not sort of the magnitude or the spotlight the Irish invasion had. Certainly, at least to my knowledge, they were not going to be letting us reporters go to it like we were allowed to attend the Irish invasion. They have some elite skills camps this weekend, June 9th and the 16th and the 22nd, and their lineman challenge is scheduled for June 23rd. So a lot of opportunities to get kids still on campus and evaluate them. But in terms of being the main attraction, they're really going to be able to focus on incoming senior high school seniors for that official visit weekend. Hope to get them on campus. I think it might have been easier to get kids on campus for a branded event like the Irish Invasion. I think that's part of why it became what it was. It was and it's sort of a trend that happened nationally. Schools were creating these events to get kids on campus that happen annually and have a little bit of a buzz with them. And the Irish Invasion certainly became that. So I'm curious to see how things go without that. The Irish Invasion has usually been able to produce a few commitments every recruiting class. In the 2018 class, six guys ended up signing, had attended an Irish Invasion before they committed to Notre Dame, and four of those came back in the 2016 Irish Invasion. So the Irish Invasion not only had incoming seniors there, but also a lot of underclassmen that Notre Dame could evaluate and get a head start on. So that's an opportunity that they're losing a bit, although I would imagine they believe that they can make up with that with their different camps throughout the summer.
Tyler, when it comes to forecasting, and we all know that there are bad forecasters when it comes to the weather, but I think you're a pretty good forecaster when it comes to commitments. Well, there are. And I pointed one out to Tyler yesterday that said there was 0% chance of rain, and what happened about 7 o'clock
it
yesterday?
It rained nine times.
It did. So, anyways, Tyler, segueing into your psychic powers, who do you think may be in line to perhaps commit to Notre Dame? Where do you think maybe the positions are that they might pick up some commitments here in the next, let's say, month?
Well, there's a cold pressure system moving in, so we'll have to see how that is. But to be serious, I think there's a...
I'm going to be a weather forecaster when I retire, because you don't have to be right. Okay, back to you.
Back to being right.
Wow.
I think that there's a chance that Notre Dame could add a few commitments before the end of the month, and so there's guys I'm watching like Jack Kaiser out of Pioneer High School here in Indiana, who was on campus last week. I think Notre Dame is sitting in a good position with him. Linebacker Osita Ekwonu, 6'2", 220-pound linebacker out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He made an official visit back in April, the same weekend that Nana Osafo-Mensa was on campus, and the same with Hunter Spears and Jacob Lacey. Seems like Notre Dame continues to be in a strong position with Osita. Cam Hart is a wide receiver out of Good Counsel High School in Maryland. He visited this past weekend. It's kind of strange that he hasn't announced an offer from his visit from this past weekend, but I believe the Irish want him, so the silence is...
When he does announce it, he'll say beyond blessed. Okay, go ahead.
I wonder if he's waiting to maybe announce a commitment when he announces that offer. So we'll see if something happens there. I don't really know what's going on there, and some people I've talked to don't necessarily know what's going on there either. But it's the same high school as Sam Mustipher, so Notre Dame has some connections there. And then the fourth guy, maybe the hardest guy of that group to maybe get a commitment from, would be Zeke Correll. A four-star offensive lineman out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He's got an official visit to Notre Dame scheduled for next weekend. He's been on campus previously a couple times, and he's going to also visit Ohio State June 22nd. So always reason to be concerned when the Buckeyes get a final visit, but I think he's looking to wrap up his commitment shortly after making these visits. Visited Stanford earlier this week, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But I think Notre Dame's in a pretty good position to have a strong month of June and continue to grow their 2019 class.
Tyler, what should Irish fans expect in upcoming installments of the South Bend Tribune and online at IndyInsider.com?
Nothing in the hopper currently. Working on a few magazine stories, but we'll obviously, in the case of any upcoming news, we'll be on that, and we'll see if we can get some names and some guys that will be on campus for some camps this weekend, and we'll get that information out there as well.
If you need nuggets, it's always on Twitter, TJamesNDI. That's the place to be on Twitter for the latest in Fighting Irish football recruiting.
And White Sox whining sometimes, although he said break up the White Sox last night.
See, now you're going to start trouble. We have no room to talk. Have you heard me talk recently about my team?
I know.
I'm not very happy. Hey, Tyler, thanks for doing this. We will talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.
Mr. James joining us from the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com.